The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The UFL Gambling Podcast Week 2 Preview and Picks and DFS episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 different states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com. Use that promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you can enter, whether it's college hoops, NBA, MLB, NHL, and much, much more. Sign up today using the promo code TCESGPN to get 100% deposit match. And remember, as always, folks, too, let it ride.
Hey, folks, this is Bud Foster. You're listening to SGPN. Let's let it ride.
Is this or is this not the
UFL?
Yes, it is. Do I not currently have a pulse? Yes, I do. Let's play football.
Welcome to the UFL Gambling Podcast Week 2 Preview and Picks episode, as well as DFS. Hopefully you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/@UFL Gambling Pod. Get on over there, hit that like, hit that subscribe, because this league's kicking ass. That's also our Twitter handle too, @UFL Gambling Pod. But I thought it was a great first week of the UFL. We cashed in. Shout out to Drunken Irishman. He says week one was awesome. Bakes, I'm in for the UFL, but Colby, ISU or Seton Hall. It's okay. Folks, I'm excited for week two. You know, I love football. All right. I love football through and through. And so are these guys here, if you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, yes, we are the UFL Gambling Podcast. And my name is Colby Swiggin, Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I think tide turning, as I remember, I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn. Did I say those words?
Yes.
Yes.
Did I say those words? I mean, I said the words that, you know, I'll be honest. I was a little bit of a skeptic of, you know, bringing together these two leagues. I love football, love spring ball. I have loved it since the OG USFL to the World League to NFL Europe to whatever. CFL, subscribe to the CFL Gambling Podcast. And I didn't like the merger, but after watching week one, I was pretty satisfied with the product. I am joined by my co-host. He is the host of the Bottom Line Bombs podcast. Much better than bottomless mimosas, in my opinion. Give it up for the, well, they call him the man in the box. He's also known as the Bet Detective, CJ Sullivan. How are you, buddy?
Good. What's up? The extended C block continues with the Bottom Line Bombs. Then the Bombs Down Under, which I see a lot of listeners are coming over from, and now the UFL show. This is triple. To answer some of those questions, if people are turning down the Bombs Down Under replay to catch us live. I love it because it is footballs. There's all jokes thrown in there. And the NIT championship game, I'm on the hall. Kobe's on the Indiana State. That's fine.
J-Mark, who are you taking? You taking Indiana State. You're an Iowa guy.
J-Mark's taking Caitlin Clark no matter what. No matter what it is, he's taking Caitlin Clark. That's all he knows.
Truth.
We are joined by third man in the booth, host of the Old Fashioned Football Podcast, which I believe is going live in a little bit here. So you can make it the, you know, four straight shows, folks. That's like a Saturday morning in 1999 where you get four straight episodes of Cheers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get the wings back to back on USA Network.
Just fantastic. You can't go wrong with Ted Danson, right? He did blackface himself, so maybe you can go wrong with Ted Danson, but you know what I mean. Give it up for the host of the Old Fashioned Football Podcast, Justin Mark, a.k.a. J. Mark. How are you, brother?
Doing good. Yeah, make sure you check out Old Fashioned Football. We got a big autograph thing giveaway this month. Colby, I got to ask, what's your favorite part about the UFL so far? Is it A, the kickoff, or the fact that the USFL teams have so far dominated the XFL teams?
I got to be honest. I think it's the kickoff still. just because like, it's a big deal to me, man. I think it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite plays in football. And I was pissed at the NFL for moving, you know, years ago when they moved it up to have, I thought it was a lame thing that you could still punt return. And studies say my ass, they still haven't showed us anything. Right. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. So then they go to this cockamamie XFL one, and you know, kudos to the originality. I appreciate originality, but I just didn't think it was a solid product. And, and I was glad to see, I thought this week, we didn't have any returns for touchdowns, but we had just some big time plays. I mean, that 64 yard field goal was kind of set up by a big time return there. How about you, CJ? What was the thing that stood out to you most about week one? Did you think it was better than last year's XFL or USFL, or you just think we're all just, full of shit over here?
I do know we have some t-shirt saying for the merch store for sure. And that is studies my ass. I like that. As all joke says, no studies never work.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Get your goddamn studies. Get your studies out of here. I also like the games. I thought they were fine. They ran the ball a little more. Of course, we know the XFL did not run the ball as well. They're not successfully. It was, I don't know, a lot of the offenses were a bit weird. The unders did hit, as we did, like a lot of 40 pass attempts for like 150 yards. Just bizarre games. But overall, I was fine with the product. You know, we got to move forward. And like we summed up in the recap show, you have Birmingham, then you have everyone else.
Yeah. But I mean, did you think it was better than the XFL solo product or the USFL solo product? Just the merger?
XFL took a little while to get its feet going. I'm not here to throw slander at the XFL.
No, you know? I'm saying the UFL. Is the UFL right. Better than the XFL?
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think we need to insult the XFL to praise the UFL is what I'm trying to say.
It's not insulting if you like both and just say one's better.
I enjoyed games at Vegas played with a scissor lift skirt, you know, and the bleachers getting blown across with a storm.
Trust
and
me.
Terrible. Just construction sites.
What was the name of that stadium again?
That was that AAA ballpark they had out there. Look, yeah.
That stadium was better. It's better than the fucking Battle Dome or whatever they're calling that shit in St. Louis. All right.
Well, yeah, that's one thing. I didn't like games at Ford Field, but let's not get to the negative. I like the product. Obviously, it was a better start than the XFL start, but some good players for sure.
Yeah. J Mark, what'd you think of week one?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, we expected there were going to be some teams that started a little slow. The defenses are always ahead of the offense. You always hear that, especially on the line. And you saw that there was some terrible blocking, especially run blocking, despite the fact that they were running the ball more. But overall, I mean, I thought it was a successful week one for them either way. I thought, you know, you and I both kind of shared the view that the XFL was good, but it almost seemed too showy, seemed like they were trying to make it a little showy. I feel like that took a little bit of a step back in week one of the UFL.
Agreed.
Also, just to hit on the news with Spitgate, he got cut.
Come what on. The fuck is going on? God. You spit, you're out of here.
And this is, if you're going to spit on a player, it has to be on a white guy because it's a completely different meaning when you spit on a white guy.
Romanowski got a pass with that. Romanowski would do that shit all the time in the 90s.
But better off stabbing someone than spitting on them. That's the way they get treated as spit. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You're bringing up years of history when you spit on someone.
Pizzagate, Spitgate, just don't cause controversy, I guess.
Yeah, that's why that kid knocked out 7 white kids in that pool video because he got a little wet, a little spit take.
That ECU graduate, or I'm sorry, that no, ECU he's graduate. Currently an ECU student. So, CJ, don't bury the fucking, you know, thing about that thing.
Somehow I don't know if ECU is coming out of the headline of that story. You're pulling and championing them, and I love it. Championing the ECU pride.
Well, I mean, it's what stole me. I mean, look, but when they first broke that story, it said ECU grad, or no, it didn't say graduate, ECU student knocks out 7 guys, and
we can only assume NC State pussy Packers.
That's what I'm saying. That's I've spent a lot of time. Bet detectives on the case after after 2 viewings on the or maybe it was 3 viewings on the college basketball show. Strong chance it was pussy pack fans.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, look, let's dive into these games. But before we dive into these games, I want to tell you, you're listening to the UFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Yes, SGPN is home to 20+ gambling podcasts. All of them are completely free. This week's featured show is the MLB Gambling Podcast. And as you well know, I'm sweating out right now. Well, I don't know that I'm sweating, but the Pirates are up 7-2. I do have the Pittsburgh Pirates take down the Washington Nationals. So I'm all over this, but I'm just a schmuck making picks. The MLB crew knows what they're doing, and they got free daily picks podcast every single day. Get on over there. If you aren't subscribed to the MLB Gambling Podcast, get subscribed. What are you waiting for? Play ball. All right. You like my play ball, right?
I like to play ball, and I forgot, almost forgot, because there was so much, Bob, how great we did with our week one picks.
I still haven't got a game wrong, guys, as far as ATS, you know?
Yeah.
So just, I don't know that I should make any picks this year and just tout that I was undefeated. Also, I did get some news that is there a starting linebacker? I thought I saw a starting linebacker out for the Battlehawks. I thought, is it Mike Rose? Mike Rose, I believe the starting linebacker for the Battlehawks, gonna be out. As far as I saw,
that's also a hit.
Yeah, and Jakor Pearson is rumored to be back in a few weeks. I heard too, so that might be a good thing.
Look at you with your player update news.
You know, I'm out there. Player update news.
J Mark territory here.
Player update news is just reading random people on Twitter. So that no credibility here. Zero credibility here.
Like I said, these UFL player updates, they come fast and furious. You know, a sheet in your hand is already old by the time by the time the ink is dry. Players got baby mama problems. They got work problems. They got work release problems. You know, the roster is overturned quickly. On a week to week basis.
Yeah, they really do.
But let's get into it.
Yeah. I mean, let's go game one. Once again, can I, I'm going to talk. So, you know, it's me, guys. You know, I like to talk a lot of shit. I don't like two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. Sunday kind of works, but Saturday is a thing called the Final Four happening. Why not spread these out? Do like a Thursday night, a Friday night, a Saturday night, a Sunday night. Call
like
me crazy.
Because men don't know how to schedule. The women's hoops, they know how to stay out of people's way. They know what they're doing. The ladies know a good, they know a good itinerary. They know a good plan. You know, they like the things laid out, you know, they want all the vets.
Well, the beauty of having the XFL and USFL last year, but you had a bunch more games. So it would be like on Thursday, you'd have an XFL. So I feel still, even though we have this league, spring football, which I always want, I feel like I'm itching for more of it. There's no Thursday night, no Monday night, no Friday night action. I want action. When's the CFL starting? Starting soon. Subscribe to the CFL Gambling Podcast, which I'll also be hosting with J Mark here.
Maybe you need to spread them out.
And we're expecting Bet Detective to be a guest appearance on that fucking show. All right. So get your Montreal Alouette knowledge down, buddy. All right. game one is the San Antonio Brahma is heading to my favorite stadium in the whole entire fucking league. If you haven't been down, if you have not been to the Liberty Bowl, you haven't lived. What I love is it is a classic fucking stadium with personality. You could spot the Liberty Bowl away from a fucking, from any stadium in the world. You'd know which one the Liberty Bowl is. And what I love too is there's edge. You could get your ass kicked going to the game just outside. I love Memphis. Stay at the Peabody.
Or you get some of the best barbecue you ever goddamn had.
That's right. Right there on Beale Street. Go to BB King, get a little cocktail. Might get your ass whooped. It's just everything that's great about life. You know, you don't want it to be predictable. Just think you're going to go to a showboats game without the possibility of getting your ass whooped.
I kind of wish they played on an actual showboat, like a river, you know, like a riverboat gambling.
I've been saying this. So,
you know, put this on the river, a gambling, and if you lose, you get tossed off Karma Chameleon style. You know, get them out of there.
You are speaking my language. We've been saying this. So last year, I know you guys weren't on the USFL show with us, but me and Patty C and NC Nick, you know, we love regionality. Part of the reason why we love college football so much. And when the New Orleans Breakers and Memphis Showboats are playing, we love the possibility of that being a rivalry 100 years from now. And, you know, we wanted them to actually take a showboat to New Orleans when they had to go to the Breakers. Wouldn't that be great if you took the
travel
teams?
By showboat?
Yes. Like the old fight. If you know anything about blues music, you know, they all did that shit. BB King and Miles Davis and shit were taking it all up the Mississippi River. There was gambling going on. There was drinks. There was women. You know. It was just everything that's great.
Yeah. Women with those fully dresses where they kick their legs. They put it over your head as a gag. up there, you know, and you're trying to play poker. If you're cheating in cards,
you throw them in the fucking Mississippi. All right, you throw them in the Mississippi.
Yeah. You jack an ace off her garter belt, you know, and you put that up your sleeve and then you toss off the boat. I love it.
There's a whole sad generation of people younger than me that don't know what you're talking about when you say BB King and Miles Davis, and it hurts my heart.
They at least know Boy George, right? The gambler of all gamblers.
Well, I don't get they bring the in comb, but they're counting down seven.
So the Brahmas are coming in with their little hot shot, rinky dinky, you know, cha 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 offense. You got your AJ Smith. You got Anthony McFarland. He's like a vintage Cadillac. We only use him when we have to, you know.
Yeah.
And it ain't gonna fly when you go down there to the Liberty Bowl, all right? Because I think Memphis's defense is legit. And one thing I know about Carnell Lake, he studied under Dick LeBeau, one of the greatest defense coordinators. And LeBeau played the game too as a safety, and I think his defense is going to give them some issues. The running the ball for the Showboats, bit of a question mark for me. But I think the Showboats have a better roster. The fact they're at home, get out of that filthy dome, get down to Memphis. That's always a battle too. Texas barbecue against Memphis barbecue.
All right.
Either way, the team that's going to get barbecued, it's going to be them Brahmas. Showboats are going to get it done. I like the plus two. I actually take it on the money line. Don't even take the plus two. And the total, I do lean over here. CJ, what are you doing here at the Liberty Bowl?
Yeah, well, the San Antonio Brahmas, it's a classic letdown spot for them. They had a huge, huge opener win, upset win. They're supposed to be dead last in the entire league. They look good for a half, you know, and they held on for the win. I hope Wade Phillips is in all yellow again. I did like that. I enjoyed Grandpa Wade and putting the yellow on yellow outfit. Looked amazing. Memphis did not look good, even though they got the win on the road. They
never trailed.
They never trailed. And they did get the victory, obviously, against a bad team. But my man Vinny Papale Jr. from Delaware tapping the toe with a big butt over the puzzle. Home opener down there in the Liberty Bell. I do like this as a letdown spot for San Antonio, and maybe Memphis kind of plays a little better, gets it right. Someone's got to get their first loss. I think it'll be San Antonio. I like Memphis plus the two. Of course, might as well take them to money line and get the outright.
This is where Chase Garber's gonna. I'm telling you, he's gonna. Cardinal Lake's gonna have that defense disguise little surprise blitzes here and there. He's not gonna know what's going on. All right, he's gonna be wishing he was at BB King's. You know, sucking down cocktails. J Mark, what are you doing here?
Yeah, this was the hardest game of the week for me to pick a side on. To be honest, I could see it going either way. I honestly think if you like the under, you're on the boats. If you like the over, you're on the Brahmos. We saw AJ Smith's offense have success in the first 3 to 4 weeks. Then people started being able to slow him down. I think that carries over. I think they're going to get 3 to 4 weeks of this offense of flying high, moving fast before they get slowed down. I mean, I know Greg Williams shut them down in that second half, but I still like them to be able to move the ball on the Showboats. And I'm concerned with the Showboats offensive line. Case Cookus didn't look great. Darius Victor couldn't get 10 carries for 3 yards. He couldn't get anything going. I'm going to go with the Brahmas. I think they're going to keep that fast pace going. They're going to keep them moving backwards all game. And I think their defense was all right, too. I was impressed. It wasn't as good as the Showboats defense, but I think it was good enough that I think the Brahmas are going to sneak out a win here. I think it's going to be close, but I think they win by at least 3. So I'm taking the Brahmas.
And this is on Fox again, or is this one ESPN?
I believe the first two games will be Fox again, second to ESPN.
Nice. Yeah. So there's a bit of a gap though. It goes. So this is what kills me here. It goes from 9 a.m. out here Pacific. So noon Eastern, San Antonio, Memphis, and then it jumps to 5 o'clock Pacific. So 8 o'clock Eastern. I guess they didn't want to go up against the Final Four. So I guess I'll make. But I'm still getting a little bit of the Final Four there, right?
Of course. They're going right into the Final Four.
Yeah.
Because that's St. Louis. They need something to do at night. They want the dome. They want them. And they. I mean, dear God. But they don't care. They don't care about the Final Four, but it'll look good. It'll be packed out.
Arlington's getting 5 against St. Louis. What the over under's at 4. I see 41.5. Jay Mark, I think you were going to say something. Didn't mean to step on your words there. What's up, buddy?
No, you're good. I was just going to say I was wrong. The first game is on ESPN. The second game is actually on ABC.
Ooh, they're going right after them. Mm. And then on Sunday, it's ESPN and Fox.
Yep.
Interesting.
And then it goes right to the Versus channel from here on in. See, channel from week 3 on in. That's what that.
I mean, this, I'm taking the points here, man. Like St. Louis might win this game, but 5 points a little too much for me. I think Arlington's a better roster than St. Louis. I just mentioned since St. Louis got a little bit of the injury bug. Also, Tony Meatball against Bob Stoops. I'll take Bob Stoops every fucking time. 41.5 as the total. I do think there'll be some scoring in this game. So how about this? I'm on the over 2 straight games. Give me that over on 41.5. I think that money line is live, though. I mean, I know this crowd will be crazy. They'll say it's a sellout, even though the top deck will be completely empty. And Arlington, I just think Arlington is this is the style of ball that they can flourish with. I know they didn't look great against Birmingham, but Birmingham's like a fucking NFL team. All right, so. I think they can stay. I think they are live to win this game, and the coaching strategy. I think I favor Arlington. So not only give me the five, give me the over, and sprinkle a little bit on that money line as well. I kind of like a little showboat renegade parlay. CJ, what are you doing here in this game?
As much as I would like to agree with you, especially with the coaching, because I know you know how I feel about Tony Meatball coaching the St. Louis Battlehawks, and I'm gonna go with J Mark's guys here. I think it's a coming out party. It's a bounce back at night. This place is gonna be lit. They did this last year. This was their home opener last year versus Arlington. They beat them, what, 27-11
or something? There was no Luis Perez, though.
There was no Luis Perez.
A god amongst men.
Oh, stop.
But AJ McCarron's kids are there to watch him play. They're gonna be up late. The mom's got to keep them up late, these kids on St. Louis. But luckily, there's nothing to do at St. Louis after the awards game, so they'll go right to bed after this.
I think
St. Louis jumps this team. I love that. It's anything under seven, I'm taking. I think they win this by double digits.
What are you doing on the total?
I think they're going to have a chance to hit it
by themselves.
Hit that over,
right?
By themselves, absolutely. So 41.5. I'm not afraid to play that. I if there's a team total, I'd like to go for that. I think McCarron and St. Louis has a big night.
Now, here's the thing. I was going down a rabbit hole on murder rates with cities. St. Louis, yep. By the way.
Sure.
I guess I didn't realize. I've been drunk in St. Louis, you know, a decent amount of times. I did not know that you guys were murdering to this level.
Well, have you been drunk in East St. Louis?
That makes it fun to go to St. Louis. You know what I mean? You never know what you're going to get. All these safe cities is boring. It's mundane. Go to Barnes & Noble's, have a coffee, all that bullshit. I like getting out there. AJ McCarron's, you know, family, going to risk it. They're going to go there. But they're going to lose. J-Mark, what are you doing here?
So I agree with your coaching angle. I think that Stoops much better than Tony Meatball, but McCarron much better than Luis Perez. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Perez, you put pressure on him. He's very mid. He's a very mid quarterback. AJ McCarron didn't look. He looked all right last week. It was their run game that really let them down. Their defense let them down. But I agree with CJ here. This is a coming home party where everybody's excited. The dome is filled with all that noise. Luis Perez doesn't know what to do with them. And yeah. Alex are going to roll here. They're going to roll.
Well, you know, you mentioned all this stuff, giving Luis Perez a hard time because he went up against an NFL team. How about the fact that, to me, he threw the ball downfield a lot. Now, I know he had a pick. He had a better completion percentage than your boy, AJ McCarron's. And also, 7.6 yards of completion. He was taking shots. All right. AJ McCarron's a little check down god. All right. We'll see if he can do it in the Battle Dome or whatever the hell they're calling that filthy arena. You lean the over, though? Is that what you said, too? Over?
Yeah. I like the over as well.
Yeah. I think we saw all the unders hit last week. Starting off with two overs to get it done there. Let's switch over to Sunday. But before we go to Sunday, I want to tell you folks out there that the UFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 different states. P2P social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. Plus, they got a ton of fun social features that give it a feel of a betting social network, so to speak. And Cut offers a lower VIG and fully customizable odds. You can even create your own bets, people. And Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase old Ricky down in the streets, you know, for that money he owes you. No, don't worry about that. Download the Cut app today in the App Store. Head over to cut.com. That's KUTT.com. Use that promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Pick whether your favorite player will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. You can win up to 100 times the amount of money you enter in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick 'em entry. The more players you add, the higher the odds go. Sign up today with the promo code TCESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as the instant pick 'em special. Once again, visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. Don't forget to register with the promo code TCESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick 'em special. All right. We are back. What's
just
up?
To interrupt you real quick, Underdog Fantasy has a UFL section. Nothing there yet, but they're gearing up to have UFL props over there. So that'll be exciting because the books don't have that. So you can go get it on Underdog Fantasy.
Love hell it. Yeah. Hell yeah. Remember this team? And by the way, we should talk about that for a second, but remember this was a, see, I've always been an XFL guy. I got this thing live from the games down there at, Home Depot Center, whatever they're calling that health club. Dignity Health, some shit like that. But, you see, they've been listening to me for years. They got the rights to the Canton Bulldogs, which I was saying when they were playing in Canton, I was saying the USFL, oh, you got to, how is there, how, you know, that was one of the original NFL teams, the Canton Bulldogs back in the day.
Mm.
They just purchased the title the other day for the Canton Bulldogs, also a Nashville team. I forget the name for the Nashville team, but Canton Bulldogs. Come on, UFL, stop holding out.
The Nashville Tuners, the worst fucking name in the league.
Yeah, that sounds pretty. That sounds pretty. I mean, I'm not a big one of the worst. We'll see.
It's terrible.
Well, they own so many of them now because they have the Washington Federals, they have the Jacksonville Bulls, they have the Chicago Blitz. They have all those old Oakland Invaders. They need to come back. But I thought Canton Bulldogs, there's a sign that there's a reason to be optimistic about life. Cause you know, I'm normally negative, but this was a substantial move in my opinion. CJ, I know you're excited about the Canton Bulldogs chances.
I like the Tuners, to be honest with you. Tootsies, you know, Nashville gets you in that airport mood of the Tootsies right there.
I mean, it makes more sense than the fucking Battle Hawks.
Right.
We're St. Louis. We have Battle Hawks.
You got a goddamn Battle Hawk. That's not even a
bullshit,
Battle Hawks
name. Yeah.
But in Nashville, they tune a guitar. I get it. They 100%. Play tunes.
100%. Yeah. All right. Sunday, we got some more fire UFL action. 9 a.m. Pacific, Birmingham. The Stallions heading to that filthy Ford Stadium. Six people will be. You think after their first win, we're going to bring in a bigger crowd this week, CJ?
No, I don't. certainly not on a Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Detroit's popping though right now. Actually, Detroit in April, you got all the teams popping like Tim and Sam said. You got Pistons. Winding it down. Tigers
great
looking
season.
Coming in,
great
coming
season.
In hot. Yeah. Red Wings looking all right.
Red Wings are looking all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you got the Panthers.
There you go.
9 a.m.
6.5 is what the Michigan Panthers are getting. The over-under's at 41.5. Plus 225 for the Panthers on the money line. Nope. Can't do it. Give me Birmingham. Look, I want to so bad. I want to like so badly. Do I want to take the 6.5? Because I think the defense could keep them hanging around a little bit. And if they can just learn to not throw the ball, they might be able to make a bunch of 60-yard field goals and stay in this game. Who am I kidding though? Give me the Stallions. A little worried about the back door though. CJ, what are you doing here?
I don't know what you're afraid of. What are you talking? Well, I mean, this is it. EJ Perry scared you off a little bit. I understand, but you know what happened when they switched up when he rushed the ball. I'll give me the Panthers. Give me 6.5 on the points with these Panthers. They got the natural field goal kicker Roy Hobbs, who went missing for 20 years. Now he's drilling 64.
You know what? You know what? You're
attempts.
Right. You're right. I'm sorry.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
This is at home.
It's at home.
Give me Detroit to stay at Michigan, whatever the fuck, to stay in this game because that defense is stingy enough. And also the under is going to hit here.
I like the under a lot, actually. I already took the 6.5. It's down to 6. The money lines aren't out yet, but I'll be sprinkling Michigan money line. I know Birmingham is the best team by far, but this is a game, you know, I mean, not that they're going to look ahead on week 2, but it's back-to-back games. Took a little while to get going. Listen, you don't blow out Michigan. That just doesn't happen. Yeah. You know, they can lose anyone. Their offense is terrible, but that defense is for real. And they're going to be popping and they're going to be excited again. I think they're going to ride this early momentum.
20-16 final.
I like it.
20-16 final.
Give me the points and give me the under. What are we afraid of here?
Let's go. J-Mark, what are you doing here?
You guys are crazy. I agree. Panthers, great defense. They looked very impressive last week. But the Stallions are a really good defense, too. And I think they're going to be able to shut E.J. Perry and Wes Hills down. They're going to be able to slow them enough that they're going to make E.J. Perry pass the ball. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you say the only way you're going to beat us is if this guy who looks his receivers down and did not throw very accurately in week one can beat us in the air? So I'm all over the Stallions on this one. The under is my favorite play in this game, but I think the Stallions cover. I think they win by 10 plus.
Did you just simply pull up last year's game and say they won 27-13?
I did not.
Okay. Because I think this Michigan team, with the additions they did, they got, especially at the wideout spot, even though I know they're still shitty on offense, I do think they are a little bit better offensively from a roster standpoint than a year ago. They lost, just so you know, folks, they played once last year. Birmingham won 27-13 on May 20th at Ford Field.
I'm not going to pull a Colby and change a horse midstreams here. So,
yeah, I did change horses midstream because CJ was spitting truth. All right. And I realized that I was like, you know what? I feel like everyone's going to take Birmingham minus 6.5. They're baiting.
He just saw the light, J Mark. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Woo. You're on all three of us are on the under though, right?
Yes. We all love the under. We got Michigan. We got one Birmingham. We got one could go either way.
Well,
just kidding. 2-1 Michigan plus 6.5. Let's go.
Let's go. CJ, are you thinking about sprinkling that money line?
If they offer it to me, I don't see one out yet, but yeah, of course.
I got it. Plus 225, buddy. DK. Oh,
give it to me. Yeah. Absolutely. Give me that money line. Why not?
I won't.
I'm not afraid of this big bad Birmingham beast like everyone is, especially early in the season.
Stallions will win the game. Michigan will get
the Stallions will win the game. I'll say that. If they didn't get Carroll did look good. Corral, whatever you how you pronounce that fucking name. But they don't get that touchdown right before half. That's a completely different result last week.
Matt Corral.
Corral. Yeah.
Okay, Corral.
Okay, Corral. Whatever.
Golden Corral. ECU graduate started the Golden Corral. Golden
Carol. Yeah.
Come on. The Golden Carol. Line up.
When's the last time you've been in a Golden Corral, CJ?
I imagine it was a 3 p.m. meal if it was a Golden Corral. You know, maybe bringing it when I was volunteering, I think, for the elderly.
How the fuck are they not 24 hours?
I'll go by the home, bring a grandmother over to the Golden Corral. There's some good Golden Corral fight videos out there. I've seen those before.
Yeah. I mean, to me, Golden Corral, I've been in the past 10 years, I was, in Kansas and I went to a Golden Corral. J Mark, you got Golden Corrals there in Iowa?
Yeah, we do. I haven't been to one since my grandma was alive though. Speaking of the elderly, so. It's been a while.
Let me tell you, buddy, get yourself out there. You got options. All right.
Grandparents love the Golden Corral.
The Golden Corral was like last year when we had the USFL, XFL and CFL all going. It was like, you know what? We get to pick and choose what we want.
Do you want country fried steak or country fried chicken or chicken fried steak? You get all the options.
All
CFL all day, but it's fine.
Oh, there we go. Representing. Nice. See, we got shout out to Channing Brown. He's Canadian too. CFL fan. I'm just guessing. All right. The afternoon game, the Houston Roughnecks are heading to the Lemon Party in Washington, D.C. at Aldi Field. Beer Snake's already going. I've talked to my people. This is a great spot for DC.
This is a smash play.
Yeah. Get this Houston bullshit out of here. I'm all over these defenders. All right. Lay the 5. The 41 total is I thought this was the hardest total because I thought I'm going to call for a defensive score in this game by Greg Williams. Right.
Yeah.
But I kind of lean over because I think Houston can get some garbage fucking points, but I don't know. I feel like this is like a 31-13 style game, something like that. Give me DC to get it done. What are you doing here, Bet Detective?
I love DC this game to come back after the loss on the road. DC, I mean, I said DC, and I which I, we were all on, and I did predict a slow start for DC. They did move the ball. They got it down and had four field goals. That was the problem. I mean, they drove down there. I mean, I know what J-Mark says is the problem, but but their defense, and we saw this all last year. Greg Williams, they'll give up big plays though. So that's why I don't mind playing that over at all, 40. But I think DC is going to be angry. I think they're going to get right. I love Reggie Barlow. I trust him more than anything to get this team right, to get this even 1-1. And Houston, I think we all agree was the worst, looked like the worst team in the league last week of the four efforts. Not to say they're the worst team, who knows, but they had the worst effort of all the teams there. So I think it's going to be another rough patch for Houston coming up. I love DC in this spot.
Yeah. And, you're right that like San Antonio only had 17 more yards than, and I should let you know that, thank God we do have some outdoor football. It's going to be a high of 58 that day. Might be a little chilly for them Houston boys.
And those lemons will get frozen, whipping them up at that Houston guy, you know, beer snake will get locked in frozen. I love it.
And, should also let you, Saturday, it's going to be 70 in Memphis, by the way. But anyway, I like to dive into the weather. You know, elements.
Yeah, get some UFL weather report. Give us the elements.
Yeah, we got high winds coming in here.
Look at you. You gave us an injury report earlier, a two-man injury report.
You never know what you're going to get with me.
And now we're getting a two-city weather report. Other cities, go fuck yourselves.
Well, wait, the other one's in bullshit. It's in that bullshit dome. All right.
You're right.
Yeah, the other ones are in domes. I'm saying. J Mark, what are you doing here in the nation's capital?
Yeah, I'm all over the Defenders. Has the UFL given an official ruling on if they're going to regulate the terms of the beer snake? Because the XFL, you know, the first week it was hog wild, then it was banned, and then it could only be in one section. So you had to pass your cup. So I'm curious what the UFL is going to do for that.
Stupid. See, we have too many laws.
Sakes. I know. What I'm saying. I mean,
Treat it like a street in Memphis or a street in St. Louis. Let the shit fly.
I'm saying, what's the point of your league if you're going to be regulating beer snakes? I mean, aren't you supposed to get fans? Yeah. Right. Anything. Right. The fun, whatever.
Have you seen Ford Field lately? All right. Not have you driven a Ford lately. Have you seen Ford Field lately? All right. Because it's fucking empty. It's empty. You want fans to show up there. Let them have a little fun. It's not going to turn into a Dodger Giant game. You're not going to stab somebody with a little beer snake. What's the worst that happens? You get drunk, you run on the field, someone tackles you. It's no big deal. Anyway, J Mark,
I'm all over the Defenders here coming home in front of that big crowd. I don't think Houston has it yet. Their offensive line is terrible. This is the best lock-worthy game in my opinion. But on the other hand, you guys both took the over. I'm taking the under on this one. I think Houston struggles. I do think Defenders score some points here, but I still like the under on this one.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. I can see that too. I think Houston, Houston's the only thing I'm worried about, obviously, with the over.
There we go. Shout out to Domus saying Defenders fans can't be contained. If you're going to the game, refs throw a bad, they're bad call on a play. You feel it's bad, even if it's good. You throw those fucking lemons. Mate, let's have some fun here. Let's have some goddamn fun. All right. What's our favorite play on the board? Let's do a lock and a dog here.
All right. I think we're all pretty confident on DC. I don't want to, if you wanted to break it up, I'd rank it. My two favorites are DC and St. Louis. DC number one, St. Louis two. And my dog will be, give me Memphis as a little pup. Good one outright.
Little plus 110. This guy, this bet detective bastard.
I mean, I'm on that plus 220 Michigan as well. But
225.
225. We can only stay with one. So I'll stay with the one that might actually come in.
Yeah. I mean, I think the lock is DC. I don't think Houston can be able to move the ball, but the dog is the Arlington Renegades. Better coached, better quarterback, better team. Yeah, you're in that filthy battle dome. All right. But I just think Tony Meatball, some in-game strategy, probably go for a fourth down or two or kick a field goal when he shouldn't, something like that. Bob Stoops steals it. And, you know, he won the XFL championship for a reason. They wanted him to win it. So plus 180, let's go. J-Mark?
Yeah, so my lock's DC, minus 5. I think that's the best spot there. The dog, I just realized I did not take any underdogs. So
got to do a parlay now. Do it.
Yeah,
I'll give up my parlay.
Yeah. My parlay was Battle Hawks minus 4. The under in the Stallions Panthers game under 41, DC Defenders money line, so they don't have to cover. And then I'm on the Brahmas. You can take the boats if you like the boats instead. Either way, whichever spread you take, it's plus 888. So 8.8 to 1.
Wow. So whatever floats your showboat.
So much chalk in the air. Just Square City over here. Let's get to DFS. But before we get to DFS, which, by the way, CJ Sullivan, the bet detective, did if you've tailed his picks, which clearly you didn't. Because no one tied you, right, CJ?
No one tied me, no. Outright.
That's like when I gave away my fucking one that hit for a couple grand. No one played it. Glad to see the listeners are listening. Anyway,
if you are listening, all right, Dundee's running the table with the picks, the entire side. I'm throwing out top five DFS lineups.
Exactly.
What else do you fucking need?
And I'm telling you, this lineup is going to be fire. I'm feeling good about this one. Feeling good about it. Might throw in some serious coin on this one.
Uh-oh.
I thought I had an ad read. We don't. So let's just go right into it. Who's your quarterback, guys? Because I think J-Mark's going to be a little angry at old Dundee's play. Because I'm going with the YouTube guy. We're on YouTube. He's on YouTube. All right. We learned everything on YouTube. He learned everything on YouTube. And he's going to learn how to beat the Battle Hawks after he watches this fucking episode before the game. All right. Luis Perez, 8,800. Cha-ching. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me?
Get that goldfish. Jerry Maguire. I can almost guarantee that me and J-Mark have the exact quarterback opposite of you in that game. I'm going AJ McCarron. He's the most expensive quarterback out there, but like I said, I love him this week at night in the dome. His home road splits are huge because the kids get to see a nice game. Like I said, this exact scenario played out last year at a home opener and they lit him up 27-11, and I think it'll be even more. Give me AJ McCarron Saturday night at the dome, in the Battle Axe dome. 10-5. It's worth it. But like I said, DFS, no, don't DFS for UFL. No worries spending money. You'll find value anywhere you want to find it.
You went with McCarron's too?
I went with McCarron's.
I didn't, surprisingly.
Whoa!
I know.
That is sort of shocking to me.
I know Memphis is a good defense, but I think this AJ Smith offense has 3 to 4 week limit and then it's done. And so I think Garbers is going to be able to move the ball again. I think he's going to be able to score a couple of touchdowns again. So I took Chase Garbers at 10K.
Whew.
Hey, Jesus. How are you going to miss out on this AJ party? You're spending the 10K anyway. You're going to go to the goddamn Memphis Showboat game?
I almost took the Golden Corral, but the Panthers defense does scare me a little bit.
You should watch out for that Memphis defense, buddy. Running backs. My highest, I have 3 running backs. I don't know what you guys did. Did you guys do 3?
I have 2, I believe.
Okay. My top guy is a guy that they barely like to give the ball to, Anthony McFarland. I hope they learned. Now we're counting on Wade Phillips to learn.
Now he still produced last week. He was in my lineup that hit 6th place last week.
Yeah, Anthony McFarland, Maryland grad, just like my mother. We got to jump in on that. 8,500.
Pittsburgh Steeler. Yeah, I love it.
Did you roster him against CJ?
I did not. I didn't want to double up too much of last week, although there's a couple guys that still have the same value. Your Deion Kanes, McFarland, all of them. I enjoyed it, but I didn't want to mix it up. So So you got, when they zig, you got to zag, you know. Although, except for this guy, he's, this is the only double up I did do. And I have a feeling he's going to be just a lock it in, brighten in every week for me. He's my Abram Smith this year. And that's CJ Marble, $8,900. He had 18 carries last week. As long as they trusted him, that's all I wanted to see. They did. I trusted him and believe in him. He's going to get the bulk of the carries. They're going to be up a lot of games. He's going to be running it out. And yeah, he's, lock until he's hurt. He's going to be in my lineup every week.
All right, CJ Marable, the former Chanticleer. J Mark, what are you doing here? What's your top running back?
Yeah, I also went with McFarland. If I could talk, he was the third best running back, even though they didn't use him that much. So I think they look at the game tape and they go, hey, we need to get the ball in this guy's hands more, whether it's on the ground or in the air. So I went with McFarland as well.
Good round, you're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round, you're using your appetite to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
And he has it. Just give him the fucking rock. Bobby Knight, rest in peace. Yeah, my second running back. I took a shot on, this might be a stupid play. You know, I don't like Tony Meatball. All right. Wayne Goleman. What did he do last week again? I thought he was a little expensive, but I just had the money.
Expensive. They gave him the rock. He didn't do much. I mean, he averaged 3 a pop, 13 for 40 he had.
But that, see, the problem is Michigan's defense is stout, though, man.
Yeah.
So I know Arlington can play a little defense, but at home, I thought, you know, I am on the over in this game. Maybe he just punches in a little 1 or 2 yard touchdown here or there. But yeah, that was
free. So that's your first flex spot?
Yeah, but both those running backs that I gave away are flex.
Nothing wrong with running the wishbone. That's what got me there last week.
Let's go. It never fails. Who's your second back, CJ?
Second back, if I'm going down to, I got to find him. He's down to flexes now because you only have to start one running back now in this DFS, right? It's one running back and two receivers and two flexes. That's what they do. My second running back, I'll pivot down. There was, I know J Mark believes he'll be shut down against the number one team in the league, but I went Wes Hills. The Wildwood, New Jersey kid, 8,400. He had 11 last, obviously last week, had a big game, 11 for 85, but he looked electric, averaging over 7 yards a touch. And I like this Michigan team in the morning. I think it's going to be grind. They know they can't throw the ball, obviously. And then you can stack the box all you want, but eventually he's going to pop one. So I like this Michigan game. I like this Michigan team. I like Wes Hills, Wildwood, New Jersey.
I do like that angle. I might turn it in a second one with my whole roster, but switch out.
Man, I'm just converting people. I'm just converting Dundee left and right. It's beautiful with all my Michigan sales. Only on Michigan, though.
Only on Michigan, because look, here's my thing. I'm still turning in this lineup with Goleman.
Of course.
But you know he's getting carries. Goleman, I don't even know. You know what I mean? They pass the ball too much. So it's like, you know you're going to get the carries. So it is logical. It is logical.
100%. I'm looking for volume nonstop. And when I'm looking at DFS for UFL, you just want to look at who's going to get the ball because you don't know.
Yeah. J Mark, who was your second back?
No second back. I consulted with Dean Jones. We're going spread offense.
Yes. I love it.
So since you guys jumped to flex, I'll give my first flex out. And that was my stack with Chase Garbers. I got Jonte Kirkland. He's the best wide receiver on their team, one of the best in the league, in my opinion. So 100%. I like Kirkland, especially in that offense. He fits that offense so well.
Yeah, I agree. I like Kirkland.
Nice play. I mean, we'll see. That's actually the game I think I want to watch most.
It's the toughest game, as J Mark said. Toughest one to pick for sure. And it's the lowest spread for a reason. But I like that. If you're going to do Chase, you might as well do Kirkland. You might as well hook him up.
My third and final running back is I jumped on that Puka Williams train, man. Looked good last week. They give him the fucking ball more. So 5,900 bargain shopping over there. Load up that lawnmower. Load it up. Let's go.
Watch your toes, everybody, when that lawnmower is coming through.
5,900, that's a bargain price. CJ.
That is a bargain price for sure. Absolutely.
CJ, what are you doing in your flex spot then?
Well, all right, let's. Well, we want to see
my,
here.
My Pirates are about to shit the bed here. You got the Nats, got two on. 7-4 game. Good God.
Wonder if he's going in such a weird order.
Find right. me a cliff. I'm going to jump off
Dundee.
It.
Baseball Dundee.
Yeah.
I'll follow the J Mark path here. I do my hookup, a little inexpensive hookup since I have AJ McCarron. And I touted him last week, even though he wasn't in my lineup. Marcel Aitman is the cheapest of the St. Louis receivers. All the St. Louis receivers, you can't go wrong. They're all talented. They're all great. Marcel Aitman, though, they really have underpriced, I thought. He's at, what do I have him at? 6,600?
6.5.
Yeah, I got him.
6,500 last week, but his numbers, he went 6 for 60 and a touchdown.
And I think I have him too. And I think he had even a few more targets too. So
he had seven targets, along of 25. But yeah, 6 for 6 touchdown. I mean, and like I said, it's gonna be a St. Louis party that night.
And I had the money to go Darius Shepherd, but I didn't.
No, see you flexing week. I could have bought myself a Darius Shepherd if I wanted.
Could have got him. Could have got that Cadillac. All right. Yeah, I like that play.
I think he's a great value. I think he's a great value. Even if you don't have McCarron in your lineups, you need to get some of the St. Louis passing offense in there. And until they price Aitman better, I mean, he's someone AJ relies and trusts upon.
Yeah, yeah. J Mark, give me another one of those 30 wide receivers you have.
Yeah, might as well play the music again because I also have Marcel Aitman.
Yeah, Aitman.
Get on over there, roster him up. Let's go. All right. Well, I only have one player left, so I feel like you guys should just do another round of giving out your plays. CJ, your next wideout.
All right. Well, I'll stay cheap. And it's a little chasing numbers, but until his prices comes up a little bit, I don't care. I'm still going to take him. Ty Scott, number one receiver last week for DC, 4 catches for 87 yards. Woo. And he had 6 targets.
Yeah.
And you can get him at $5,100. Like I said, it's going to be a big game there in DC. They moved the ball just fine. They just didn't punch it in. You know, I have no problem with Jordan Tamu quarterbacking down there. And I think it's going to be a route. So yeah, give me Ty Scott at 5,100. My favorite value on the board.
Yeah. Bro Average just says, is this just for YouTube or can anyone see this? Anyone can listen to this.
Yeah.
Anyone can listen to this. Spotify.
I didn't talk about the iTunes. Comments.
Oh, okay.
Can anyone see the comment he's saying? No, it's right. It's just on YouTube, right? That's not on Twitter.
No, it's not on Twitter, but we see it. We see it. You're not.
And we copy and paste it and we email it out to our list and any of your personal.
So drop your email in there. Mm-hmm. I like that play. I like that play. J Mark, what are you doing with another one of your crazy wideouts?
Yeah, I love that play too, because I have him. He led the league in receiving last week. I agreed. It's kind of chasing numbers. And you can see you guys flip-flop a little bit in spring football. They have a good week. They have a bad week. But
yes.
Tamu and Scott look like they were connecting well. He tended to look his way more often than not. So, yeah, I love that play.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fucking go. And it's cheap. Yeah.
And it's cheap. It's so cheap. Yeah. And then, like you said, UFL does flip-flop a lot. But, you know, until he proves you wrong, then we'll get off it.
So how many guys do you guys have left? I have one.
I got one.
One in the defense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So my final guy on the offensive side of the ball is Jay Sternberger. You know, he's reliable. He got a bunch of targets. And you got to remember, they didn't have Jamar Smith. They didn't have him go. So he's building that chemistry with Corral and Adrian Martinez. So I think it's only going to enhance as the season goes along. For 6,300. Give me a Sternberger. He's a legend in the spring leagues. CJ, what are you doing here with your final spot?
Final spot. I want to get a little piece of that Memphis showboat going on. I didn't go Vinny Papale yet. Cause I think the second I touch him is when he'll falter. Even
one catch, 3 yards.
Exactly. He did have 7 targets. I will say that he had 4 for 36 in that one touchdown, the toe tapper. That's what helped the stat line a lot. But, his partner in crime, Daywood Davis, you can get him at 6,600.
Dog.
He had 10 targets last week, 7 catches for 43 yards. As we know, Cookus wasn't really stretching the field, although the volume was there. He threw the ball 40 times. So, Yeah, give me David Davis with 10 targets, 7 for 43. Hopefully he'll stretch it out and get in the end zone. You can have a nice big day there.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I like that. He's been good. And he was on the Tampa Bay Bandits, I feel like, a couple years ago. J-Mark, who's your final offensive guy?
Yeah, 6 targets, 3 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. Picking up where he left off last year, Deion Kane.
Yes.
He seems to be the guy for that offense. I thought with Marlon Williams back from injury that he was going to kind of take from that. He didn't. This seems to be Deion Kane's wide receiver room.
There we go. I like that. I thought about rostering Kane. Marlon Williams, he still didn't look 100% healthy to me.
He didn't.
Kane was in my lineup last week. He had 3 touchdowns, championship game. Like I said, he's riding that over, coming in, and he's very cheaply priced though.
Yeah.
Now, did we all roster the same defense? Because I alluded to this. I think there'll be a defensive touchdown in this game. I have the defenders at 4,200. I'm assuming you guys are a couple of sharps just like me. You know what I mean? That just jumped on that. But what'd you do with the defense there, Bat Detective?
I went with the absolute cheapest defense out there, who might be the best defense out there. And that's those Michigan Panthers at $3,000. I don't care who they're fucking playing. You get them at home. They make absolute plays out there. They were lit and flying around the field. I saw everything I needed to see out of that defense.
I do love their defense. Yeah.
You know, may they lose the game? Sure. But they're not going to get blown out by them, you know, and they're going to make plays and they're going to get turnovers and they're going to get sacks. They're going to do what they do. So at $3,000, I believe they are the cheapest by far. You can get a much worse defense than that for that.
Bargain shopping. J-Mark, who was your defense final play?
Yeah, never have I ever flip-flopped on a defense so much. I was moving defenses in and out of my lineup. It was between, for me, the Brahmas, because I'm concerned Memphis with Cook is not that good. But I did go with the defenders because I think Houston's offensive line is terrible, and I think they're going to be able to pressure Guantanamo Bay into making some mistakes.
Love that. Pick 6 for Guantanamo Bay is loading right now, folks. That's our show. So get on over there. Subscribe to the UFL Gambling Podcast. The game that I'm most excited to see is that Memphis game there at the Liberty Bowl. How about you guys? You got a game that you circled as the one you want to watch most?
Well, that's early, so you won't have to wait long. Saturday 9 in the morning. I'm going to have the Final Four on one TV, and I'm going to have that St. Louis Battlehawk night explosion on a smaller TV without any sound.
You're excited for that one.
Fan bases. Yeah, I am. I want to see that game. I think it's going to look good. I think it's going to be great good. I think it's going to be a lot of points.
J-Mark?
Like a true spring football nut, I want to see them all. But be with the parents this weekend, celebrating my dad's birthday, Miranda's birthday, and mine.
Holy yes. shit. Happy birthday. Shout happy out. Birthday. Happy birthday.
Shout out, right. Shout out to the Marks.
Right.
Yeah.
I really want to see that Stallions Panthers game because the Panthers defense looks so impressive. And I think I said it on our recap show. We're going to really know if they are a good team after we see what they do against the Stallions.
100%. Yeah, I'm fast. I mean, like all of them, all these games are great, you know? So get on over there. Check out the UFL Gambling Podcast. Give J-Mark a follow on Twitter at J-Mark Football. Give CJ Sullivan, the Bet Detective, a follow on Twitter at CJ Sullivan _. Also remember to check out the Old Fashioned Football Podcast coming up next, and check out the Bottom Line Bobs. I just dropped an episode. And I'm on Twitter at the Colby D, the college. I also host the College Football Experience, College Basketball Experience. We just dropped a couple episodes over the past 24 hours. Go check out both of those. Subscribe to that CFL Gambling Podcast. It's really coming this year. Also, if YouTube.com/@XFL Gamble, YouTube.com/@UFL Gambling Pod. Get on over there. Not XFL, at UFL Gambling Pod, and hit that subscribe button, hit that like button on the video, also on Twitter at UFL Gambling Pod as well. So let's go. Let's get it going. Until next time, folks, this is the UFL Gambling Podcast. Have a wonderful fucking weekend. Until next time. Have a good one.
Yeah.
You
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.